This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let us dip into real estate here for a minute, shall we? New homes sold quite a bit more briskly in March than they did in February. It is that let's time the move around summer and kids' schools and all that time of year, after all. The Census Bureau says sales of new single-family homes were up 20% February to March, pending the usual revisions, of course, and up more than 65% from the same time a year ago when everything fell off the table. One can only wonder, though, what things would look like if there were more houses for sale, because we learned yesterday sales of existing homes fell for sheer lack of supply. And as Marketplace's Amy Scout reports, the competition for a new house right now is so intense, buyers are starting to take some big risks to close the deal.
Rachel Mull lost her first bidding war in Silver Spring, Maryland last December.
It turns out that there were 7 offers on it, and at least 3 of them had no contingencies.
Contingencies allow a buyer to renegotiate or even back out of a deal without losing their earnest money if, say, the house appraises for less than the sale price, or if the home inspection turns up toxic mold or faulty wiring. After losing out a few more times, Mull is about to make an offer on another house and waive those protections.
My understanding is that sellers are basically only accepting contracts if they have no contingencies. They want a guaranteed closing.
In perpetually tight markets like the San Francisco Bay Area, no contingency deals have been the norm for several years. But it's happening now even in historically softer markets. Seth Task is with Berkshire Hathaway in the Cleveland area. He says, yeah, waiving the inspection is risky, and he would never advise it.
But when a seller says, we're only looking at offers with no inspection contingency, what are you going to do?
Broker Akil Hamid in Shaker Heights, Ohio, just beat out 15 other offers on behalf of a client by bidding $15,000 over asking, waiving the appraisal contingency, and agreeing not to request any repairs.
You got to get creative, you know, but from a liability perspective, it scares me. You know, I just don't want to see a lot of buyer remorse later.
Hamid also worries the practice perpetuates inequity by squeezing out homebuyers who may not be able to afford to take as much risk. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.